This is Cyber Defense Radio with your host and cybersecurity expert, Gary Malefsky. Gary brings to you another globally recognized cybersecurity executive in the hot seat today.
Sitting in my hot seat today is a very special guest from a very cool award-winning company. It's Elliot Lewis, co-founder and CEO of Keyavi Data. It's K-E-Y as in key, A-V-I as in that file format, data, keyavidata.com. Elliot, welcome.
Thank you very much. Looking forward to the conversation.
Speaking of file formats or data formats or whatever, data is never secure. Data is always hacked. Databases get hacked all the time. You're moving security into the data. Is that real? And how do you do it?
That is a great question. We get that question a lot. Did you really do what you're describing here? What we did was we worked on the premise of everything in the cyber market was based on one premise only, that data can't protect itself. We went to solve that problem. And we created the API platform and all the tools and integrations and client capabilities that you need to allow data to be self-protecting, self-aware, and intelligent. And this works in perpetuity no matter where it goes and where you send it.
Now, this is so innovative and so different. Again, people probably say hard to believe. Can you walk us down an example, like a use case where a client is protected in a way they've never been before, and go as granular and as high level as you want?
Sure, absolutely. So let me give you the overall experience that our customers have and what they started off with and where they're at today. And this goes for anybody in the last 25 years of sharing data, using data, losing data, whatever it may be. Once data is past your control plane, past your control options, it's out there, it's not retrievable, you can't even see what's happening to it. And if someone has access to that data through whatever means, whether it's accidental, on purpose, or illicitly obtained, you can't control or see or know what's happening to that data. That's the rampant problem we have today. That's where all the money's made in cybersecurity for the attackers and the hackers out there. It is how they make money. What we've done is we've actually infused into data at the data level itself, and this works across any kind of data. We have the ability to now make that data intelligent and actually work and know and understand what's going on at any given moment and follow your instructions. So here's the basic experience for a customer. Before, when someone takes their data and looks at it, it's going to open, it's going to be accessible. Even if they had encryption on it, a good hacker is going to steal an identity, steal encryption material along with that data. So even that's not a good control anymore to really rely upon. What we've done now, when you actually try to access a piece of data that has Keyavi intelligence in it, it will now, when you try to open it, say, who are you? Where am I? What device is this? Why did I ever leave Gary's offices? I'm geospecific aware, time embargo aware, identity aware, device aware. It has these things built into it. It knows what to do in any given situation built into it, which means that no matter where it goes or how many copies are made, it's going to stay with that data and work with it. Two other pieces they're experiencing as well. This doesn't just work one time. It works in perpetuity. So let's say you send me a whole pile of intellectual property data, and 2 weeks from now you decide, I don't want Elliot to have that data. In today's world, you have to call me up and ask me to delete the data, which of course we know rarely, if ever, happens, and may not even be possible given data sprawl and syncing and such that goes across all the Kubernetes environments. With Keyavi infused into your data, if you didn't want me to have it anymore, even though it's already out there on my systems, on my drives, on my devices, you just have to open up your cell phone, browser, laptop, hit one button, and all of that data will still follow your commands. If you want to re-geofence it, if you want to take it away, if you want to take away my rights, if you want to give it new controls or time embargoes, it will all follow your commands in perpetuity. The other main experience that people are seeing with intelligent data like this is that every time somebody touches that data in near real time is telling you, the owner, what's happening to it. So you will see who has it, under what conditions, and whether or not it opened up or not, and it gives you the full possession, custody, and control forensics in near real time from data itself.
So, Elliot, this is so powerful. I still don't understand how it works. Let me throw a few questions at you. I'm starting to think of steganography, but then I'm thinking that's files. Are you talking files or blobs of data? If we're thinking blobs, is it encrypted with an XML hidden inside with intelligence or instructions? I'm still searching for the answer.
Well, sure.
It's almost like magic. I still don't understand.
Well, and that's you're asking all the right questions. What you're describing, Gary, are a lot of the previous attempts to try to keep data under control in various means and controls. And the difference here is twofold. One, everything you're describing there have been attempts to try to control and keep data safe and under control, but they're network or platform or application based. It's not built into the data itself. This is actually built into the data level. This goes with the data, and it's actually part of the data's operations and capabilities. How did we do this?
Sorry to interrupt, but are you talking about like a SQL server, data inside a SQL? I mean, I'm still...
Great question. We are able to do this with all unstructured data today. Great clarification. We are coming out with structured data in the very near future. We're actually working through all the pieces and policies. Unstructured data control and pieces of individual data, you're able to do full possession, custody, and control. Structured is a little bit more complex, and we're working through the policy engines about how to do that using all of our customers and their input and the analyst's input about what structured needs to do. As an example, if you give somebody a feed off of your database and they're pulling that data into their relational database, you can't sit down and hit a button and say, I'm taking it all back. You're going to break them. You also gave them legal possession of that data by giving them an ingestion. So it's unstructured and structured. While the tech works on both, the policy controls are much different, and we're working through those details on how to do it. You'll be seeing a release of structured data capability in our next few revs.
That's pretty amazing. So unstructured data, is this, you know, can I work on a Word doc or a PDF or something, and I send it to you, and it's almost like DocuSign, right? It's for your review or analysis, but it's encrypted and it's timestamped. DocuSign, I can't remand something you've already downloaded. I might void, you know, the DocuSign contract or something if I can, but it's still in your hands. You're saying that now, are there drivers you install, or, you know, display engines? It reminds me of, you know, Acrobat even, like where you're rendering the data for them, or how do you pull that off?
Great questions. It's actually, we've taken all the lessons of the past with the things you're describing, and actually made sure that several different pieces had to happen here when we made this technology. One, first and foremost, this is designed and built on an API deployment platform. It's pluggable into any application, any device, any OS, any platform, even any vehicle or physical device. You can download it and run it into full bore. It's designed to scale up or scale out or go macro or micro on the service components. The data itself is actually wrapped in an intelligent micro container with multiple layers of keys that allows it to go through a heuristic modeling to say, am I allowed to be here? Is this person allowed to still have me? Under what conditions? On which devices? And that locking mechanism also provides intelligence, because we bake the intelligence system right into that container that goes with the data no matter where it goes. That's why this works in perpetuity. And anytime someone tries to open it, there's a service component, a small service component, that will say three basic things. Am I supposed to be here? Is this person still allowed to access me if they're still allowed, or have they been revoked? And where do I get a new policy update and send my forensics? That service component is also containerizable, and we can run it in our cloud, your prem, your vehicle, whatever you want to deploy it on it. So the flexibility across the board is there. You also asked some questions about usability. And one of the things we wanted to do was make this as seamless to the user community as possible. We can't make cybersecurity more complicated for them to work. So as an example, we've done all the plugins for the Office apps, so people can do this seamlessly in Office and Outlook. We have also plugged this in to all the capabilities we have for cloud services and storage, so that your folders, no matter where they are, your storage, no matter where it is, it can work natively with these pieces. There's also another feature called Intelligent Directory. You can tell the system to monitor any storage site you like, any storage location and any data dropped into it will be instantly made intelligent per your instruction and design. This allows all of this flexibility for complete seamlessness. You also asked a question if there's drivers and such involved. Obviously, one of the things we could not allow is to let data be self-executing. That makes it malware. So while the data is intelligent and able to do all these things, it's not self-executing. So there is the need to have something help it execute, an app, right? That app has multiple variations that we have based on what customers want to see and do and how much detail and intelligence they want the data to have. We have full-blown installable applications for Windows, iOS, Android. We also have browser-based so that people don't want to install something, they can run this in a browser capability. We also have web portal capability for customers who want to share files externally and control them, but not have to install anything on their partner ecosystems. And so that gives full flexibility and control. And there's also more features in here that we maybe built into intelligent data. It does its own data classification capability. It does its own geofencing and DLP capability. And we also have partner ecosystem capabilities. So all of this is built into the platform to truly make it universally deployable.
So Elliot, give me an example again of a like a use case, a bank, a healthcare provider, an insurance company, you know, who's using this, the Kiavi data solution, and how quickly was it deployed, and you know, how's it going for them?
Great. Let me give you an example that's actually got a lot of different use cases going on. One of our current customers, they're in the gaming and hospitality space. They run one of the largest resort companies in the world. They immediately had an issue where they needed to make sure that a given report was only being shared to the proper people, to their board of directors, to their supply chain, and all these external users. And the problem was that the report needed to be made sure it could not be leaked, because if they leaked it, it would cause all kinds of issues and all kinds of compromise with their guest list every day. What we did was we helped them deploy this into their applications, and now they can share that daily report and control it, revoke it, see who's using it, see if anybody's forwarding it, or it can work than anything else. They're now deploying this technology into the legal department in the near future. We're looking at operations to help them with international operations and controls. They're working in countries that require that. As an example, one of the companies we're working with, another one of the companies working with, they want to do work in Japan. And Japan has said, you must prove that no Japanese IP leaves Japanese soil. We are the company that can do that. We can ensure that the data never leaves Japanese soil. And if anybody tries to forward it, the data will tell them live that someone's attempting it.
Hold on a minute. You've got data so intelligent it geofences itself?
Yes. Yes.
That's amazing. That's really, PLD information. So you've definitely got meta information packed in there and encrypted as part of the, we'll call it the blob. And you've done it really intelligently. So the data can move around and know where it belongs itself. And when it gets unpacked, displayed, or edited, it's only when it's allowed to based on the built-in policy within the data itself.
As a matter of fact, along those lines, one of the other feature sets we have is a specifically attuned to remote workforce and zero trust capability. You as a user or your corporation can register your remote workforce site, wherever it may be, your home or office, wherever it may be, and the data itself is aware that this location is part of the corporate footprint. And if it ever is taken off that corporate footprint, including remote workforce sites, it will not operate, it will not open, even if you instruct it to, it can even do, remove itself and do different pieces and controls. It will also always report back to you if someone's trying to violate its policies, if they get the data and try to use it. This is especially pervasive in today's day and age, because when you look at remote workforce, like I'm sitting right here at my home office, I'm the CEO of a company. I have three teenage boys, all of them have Xboxes and PlayStations. My wife has an iPad, three smart TVs. I mean, then this is a home network working off of a home router. My data is completely secure because the data itself says only at this location, only on Elliott's system. I can say not as iPhone, not as iPad, only here. I can change those permissions as much as I want. And it reports if anything ever happens to it that wasn't meant to be, and it's still protecting itself while reporting itself.
That is amazing. Now, Elliott, how quickly can folks deploy? Do you have a proof of value or a quick demo or download? And is there anything else you want to share with our viewers and listeners today?
Absolutely. So it's very easy to deploy. The best thing to do when we tell people and they start looking at this kind of technology, obviously when data can protect itself, this changes a lot of things about how people think they're using their cybersecurity and what they're working on and how they're doing it. But the answer is you work with my team, you set up a proof of concept, we give some good questions as to how you want to operate, and within 48 hours to 72 hours, you're up and running. The way we start customers off is think simple, do basic policies, don't get too complex, add policies on anytime you want, because if you start sending your data out into the wild, you can always update its policies. It's still under your control. So take your time to learn how to do your data policy, but they could be up and running in less than a couple of days with full capability.
So Elliott Lewis, co-founder and CEO, Keavi Data, which is KeyAviData.com. You've made it through my hot seat. You've educated us about secure data, intelligent data, data with policies built in only from your company. I'm assuming this is patent pending or patented technology.
We have a whole family of, we have three families of patents actually, all protecting the concepts, but it's a rich patent family that allows for all this versatility for our users, and that's what it's designed to do.
So if you're worried about getting breached, you know, Cisco, big companies always talk about the multi-layers to the onion of cybersecurity. The inside layer where it's always a gummy bear, it's weak and gooey, is the data. And now we have a way to harden the data with KeyAviData.com. So Elliott, great interview, very hot company. I got to send our viewers and listeners one more time to KeyAviData.com.
You've been listening to Cyber Defense Radio. Stay tuned next time for another amazing and informative episode. CyberDefenseRadio.com is proudly part of the Cyber Defense Media Group, where InfoSec knowledge is power.
Cyber Defense TV and Cyber Defense Radio have launched 24/7/365 live streams. Visit them online today at cyberdefense.tv and cyberdefense.radio with your host and globally recognized cybersecurity expert and my good friend, Gary Milewski.